Bienvenidos una vez más a este su podcast. Gracias por acompañarnos una vez más a este su podcast, su Izcalli Podcast. El día de hoy estaremos hablando de la amistad. ¿Sí o no, muchachos?
Amistad auténtica.
Yes.
¿Y qué es la amistad auténtica? Para empezar.
¿Qué es la amistad?
Vera, what do you have to say
about? I don't know. I mean, I feel like, no, I'm being so honest. Like, what is authentic friendship? Like, we've grown to, like, have friendships. Pero algunas veces, because of those failed friendships, you're like, what is a friendship? Porque it's like, como estaba diciendo antes, it's just, we were created for a friendship, a relationship. God created us to be in a relationship with people. And why is it that we struggle to find these authentic friendships that we so crave? So.
Yeah. I like that you say that you don't know. Because I think it's hard to know what an authentic friendship, right? Like, it's hard to know, it's hard to define. But I do know that our heart is always seeking that. Like, our heart is hungry for intimacy, not only for our friends, to have friends, but our heart is also looking for and hungry for intimacy with God, right? So I think an authentic friendship is a friendship that provides you with an opportunity to be authentic, to be genuine, but also an opportunity to be intimate and vulnerable. Now, is that hard to find?
Yes, it is. I think it's okay to not know what an authentic friendship is, but you do have to know, like, what it contains or what it offers. Like, one of the things for me is, I guess, friends who pray for you. And I think that's one of the number one things. Porque se normaliza mucho las personas que dicen, oh, I'll keep you in my prayers. I'll keep you in my prayers. But I think that's just society, like a normal saying that people just say, but people don't really pray. Like, if something happens, they're like, oh, I'll just keep you in my prayers. I'm sorry this is happening. But do they actually really, like, take their time to pray and, like, physically put everything to the side and pray for that one person? Because I feel like that is very, very authentic from coming from a friend.
Yeah. I think it's also maybe not a person that talks to you about God, but somebody that actually gets you closer to God, because it's very, very different, right? And talking about, you know, prayer, I have done that. You know, like somebody comes, talks to me and tells me, hey, Vicente, can you pray for me? And I'm like, I'll keep you in my prayers. Guess what? I go to sleep at night and I didn't pray for nobody.
yeah, it happens.
Pero es una responsabilidad, ¿verdad? La oración es algo profundo y es algo que se nos olvida hacer. Pero hablando de la oración, quiero decir algo. Y esas, as prayer builds a relationship with God. And I think that's another friendship that we also need to look for, right? Like, prayer is literally the connector between us and God, and it's what help us build a true and an authentic relationship with God. And it's so hard to pray, it's so hard to be disciplined in prayer. But just as prayer help us close to God and help us build an authentic friendship with God, I feel that honest friendship, honest conversations, and hard conversations are also what keeps us close to our friends. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy to do, because we don't like to have those.
It's actually kind of so crazy that you say that. Porque algunas veces, like, the way that we see, like, the experiences that we have had with friends or with our families or whatever relationship we have, algunas veces vemos a Dios así. And that's where we have conflict with, like, oh, we have conflict with God because we have had this really tough friendship with, I don't know, whoever it is, or they have failed us, or things like that. Entonces, algunas veces, when you're praying, because at least for me, like, when I'm praying, at times I see God and I'm like, I want a father figure, I want a mother figure, I want a friend figure. Yeah, see, that's how I pray. And I could see the way that people at times don't know how to talk to God just because they have had bad experiences, because they don't know what authentic friendship is. Y entonces están viendo esa imagen en Dios, because they're like, no, like, I have been failed so many times. Like, ahora, ¿por qué es diferente?
Yeah, and what that makes me think, Beto, is you know, it's so hard to have a relationship with somebody that you can see, that you can interpret their faces when they're talking to you, that you can interpret their text messages, that you can interpret the way they talk to you. Like, to be in a relationship is really complex. Like, it's not easy. Imagine how hard it is and the level of maturity that you need to enter a relationship with an eternal existing being, with an all-powerful being, with an all-holy, all-perfect, right? Like, si toma madurez entrar en relaciones humanas y toma madurez para perdonar las relaciones humanas y tener una relación humana madura, pues mucho más complejo es entrar en una relación con, entrar con un ser que no te va a contestar cuando le respondes, o no te da respuestas inmediatas, o no te trata como quieres ser tratado, ¿no? Me acuerdo de una anécdota de Santa Teresita en España, que iba a, en una carreta a darle de comer a los pobres, y empieza a llover. Y con la lluvia se hace lodo y termina quebrándose la carreta y termina ella en el piso. Y ella está súper frustrada en el piso, ¿no? Y dice, Dios, ¿en serio haces esto? Yo aquí tratando de servir a los pobres. Y mira cómo trata, cómo me tratas. Y escucha una voz que le dice, así trato a mis amigos. Y Santa Teresita le responde, por eso tienes tan poquitos.
Oh my.
Y yo creo que esa anécdota refleja que entrar en una relación con Dios de verdad toma bastante madurez, porque no siempre vas a recibir una respuesta.
O no siempre vamos a recibir algo que queremos. And I think that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Whenever we don't get something we want, we're like, okay, why not? And we get mad.
Yeah. And that's one of the like characteristics to like authentic friendship is que it's not, they're going to tell you what you need to know and not what you want to know. And that's what we struggle with, because we want, this society has made us think que todo viene bien fácilmente. When in reality, like, good things take time, or it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take forgiveness. It's going to take a lot of, si esa persona no puede poner 100%, I'm going to be there too, giving it my all. Because, I mean, we're all imperfect and we're all bound to, like, make mistakes. And we all have a past también. We hurt and we have been hurt. So I feel like that's something that we also have to accept in people and not judge them for their past or who they are as a person, porque cada persona puede crecer.
Sí, yo creo que we have to realize and we have to acknowledge and embrace the fact that friends are not meant to be perfect. You know, I think, and we are not meant to be perfect, right? Like, I have failed as a friend, and I have been failed too as a friend. But I do think friends should be able to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. I have no problem. I think it's actually easier for me to ask for forgiveness. I think I have a hardest time forgiving. But that's what we call to. And I think, yeah, friends don't have to be perfect, but they have to encourage you to seek the perfect, right? Quizás como humanos y nuestras debilidades, no somos capaces de poder ofrecer una amistad auténtica, pero we can encourage the best friendship. We, the perfect one, that is not going to fail on you, that is not going to traicionarte, ¿verdad? Que es la relación con Dios.
And I think it's also super important to know that you have to have a friend that stops you when you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Porque muchos, like, so many people are so sensitive to, like, to hearing what you're doing wrong. And nobody wants to hear what you're doing wrong. But I think one of the authentic friendship qualities that you can have is to stop whoever your friend is saying, like, hey, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're going down the wrong path. And a lot of people just want to be comfortable in their comfort zone, you know. Mm-hmm. They just want to keep doing what they're doing and have their friends support whatever they're doing. And right now in society, it's like, if you're my friend, you support me with whatever I do. And if they don't, like, como que no les gusta para nada. And I think that's really something that society in general has to work with, because tiene, o sea, cuesta mucho valor en decir, hey, like, I love you, you're my friend, but stop, you know? Because sometimes that breaks friendships, and some people are so sensitive to hearing that, and they're like, oh, well, I don't want to be, like, around you anymore, because you're just going to judge me. And they mistake it for judging, but we're not judging, we're correcting.
Yeah, I think, Clarissa, what you say speaks to the fact that many of us are not ready to receive real love. We are ready to receive claps and acknowledgments, wow. Right? like it's all we want. We want people to clap, but we do not want people to love us, right? We do not want people to love us. Queremos que la gente nos aplauda, pero que no nos ame. Y dar y recibir amor duele, ¿verdad? Dar y recibir amor duele. Y muchos de nosotros no estamos listos ni para darlo, ni para recibirlo. Porque decirle a una persona que amas que está haciendo algo incorrecto es difícil. Yo lo he hecho específicamente todas mis relaciones que he tenido con mis novias. Y te hace crecer, pero es difícil porque las personas siempre lo tomamos mal cuando no lo dicen. Pero I think it's intimate, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
That's the way that you mentioned how we have to be like vulnerable. Porque algunas veces we put up so many walls because of like past experiences, or you have had a lack of friendships, or I don't know, something went wrong in a relationship. And so then, ya estás con el que, I'm going to put up all these walls and I'm going to like protect my heart and I'm going to protect this so no one hurts me. And I feel like that's one of also like another trait of an authentic friendship is que you're not scared of what will happen porque estás viviendo en el presente. And I feel like vulnerability at least is like, it is what helps with an authentic friendship. Porque tú estás siendo vulnerable con esa persona and they are being vulnerable with you as well. And I feel like if you are just trying to protect yourself, it's not being reciprocated between both of you and you're not showing that love, that potential that you have to love that person.
Yeah. I love that you said that, Vero, because I also said it, but I also want to challenge it. Porque mucha gente vamos llorequeando con las otras personas, not being vulnerable, but seeking attention. And we also don't look for an authentic vulnerability because we want to seek attention, right? So you have to be careful. Yeah, hay que aprender a ser vulnerables y que esa vulnerabilidad sea auténtica, pero que esa vulnerabilidad no se convierta en un lloriqueo porque eres incapaz de reflexionar y cambiar y darte cuenta de lo que estás malo en tu vida, ¿no? No te puedes convertir en un niño llorando buscando atención, ¿no? Porque muchas veces confundimos la vulnerabilidad with the unhealthy seeking of attention. So you need to be careful with that and seek a good balance. I'm not an expert, but I think you just need to be aware of that.
And I think it's also how you say things, because me personally, I have a strong character and I've been very careful on how I say things. And throughout the years, like, yo sé que he lastimado a muchas personas porque yo tengo, o sea, my husband is laughing over here. Yo tengo esa maña de corregir constantemente. Like, that just comes naturally for me. But I grew up in a firm household. So cuando me regañaron a mí, it was like very firm. So I think that's why I'm very like, I have tough skin. And when I correct people, I just do it. And sometimes I have to be careful on how I say it, because si no lo digo con amor, I think the key word here is just love. Because if I correct without love, it really sounds like estamos regañando a alguien. But like, if you're more gentle and more tender with what you're saying and you're correcting out of love, I guess be careful on how you say it, because I've had to like fix that mistake that I've been doing for a lot of years, and I've been working on it, and I think I'm way better on it. But because sometimes it just come off as mean, or like, why are you talking to me like that, or like you shouldn't be talking to me like that. But like, I do it out of love. Y a veces las personas no saben, pero porque de la manera de cómo lo están recibiendo. So I think it's just love. Keyword is love.
That's actually so important in a friendship. How bueno, todos somos diferentes. So, it's not, como dice Clarissa, I was also raised in a firm household. So, algunas veces, I'm so, like, brutally honest. Or, like, I used to be brutally honest. So, I would just tell people, like, hey, like, esto no me gusta. But then, other people son diferentes. And they're more sensitive. Or they just have a different approach to it. And so, then, the way that I would talk to them wasn't working out for them. And they were like, es que esto me duele. Or at times they wouldn't even tell me, but I would notice it. And so then that's when you have to, like, you have to know que todos son diferentes. And so there's a different approach to, like, talk to one person and another person. So it's like actually getting to know your friend and how to speak to them and how to reach out to them.
Sí, y yo quiero decir algo que nadie se va a atrever a decir. Creo que muchas veces idealizamos tanto a nuestros amigos que los sentamos en la silla que solamente le pertenece a Dios. Y cuando nuestro amigo que ya, cuando nuestro amigo o amiga que ya sabes que es imperfecto te falla, te sientes traicionado y traicionada. Ignorante. Ay, I said it, sorry. No, es que debemos de esperar la falla del imperfecto, ¿verdad? Y el ser humano es imperfecto. We should expect the failure for the imperfect, ¿verdad? Y muchas veces nos sentimos destrozados del corazón, la vida se nos voltea al revés porque un amigo, una amiga nos falla. O un amigo nos falla, no nomás nos falla, sino que no nos pide perdón, o no nos dice I'm sorry, o no nos dice lo siento, y sentimos que literalmente el mundo se acabó. A mí me ha pasado en mi vida, y siento que en estos momentos fallamos porque sentamos a este amigo, a esta amiga, en el asiento que solamente le pertenece a Dios. Es decir, el asiento del amigo que nunca te va a fallar, en esa silla solamente puedes sentar a Dios, ¿verdad? Porque si sientas a cualquier otra persona, te va a fallar. Es natural. Y yo creo que sí es importante cuando entramos en relaciones o buscamos amistades o alguien nos cae súper bien y decimos, este es el amigo perfecto, esta es la amiga perfecta, nunca va a fallar. Aterriza. Eso no existe. No existe, no va a existir. Tú no vas a cambiar la historia, ¿verdad? Debemos de ser conscientes que el único que le pertenece sentarse en la silla, en el amigo incondicional que será capaz de amarnos de la mejor manera en cada situación, es Dios. Y cada vez que sentamos en esa silla una persona, decimos, esta vez no va a pasar. Cada vez que sientas en la silla que le pertenece a Dios, cuando la amistad se vaya para el sur o haya una falla, que son naturales, entramos en estas relaciones sabiendo que va a haber fallas y también pensando que vamos a pedir perdón y a perdonar. Pero cuando sentamos en esta silla a una persona, va a pasar, ¿verdad? Y nos vamos a sentir destrozados. Y la culpa no es de ellos, es de ti, porque los sentaste en la silla que no les pertenecía sentarse.
My mind is so I love that. I really, really love how you say that because, yeah, we use, like, I guess the number one word to describe a friendship is everybody says trust. Like, if I trust you, you're my friend. You're my best friend. You know, I trust you. Si esa persona te falla, it's like, you're like, some people are like, oh, I forgive you, but I can't see you the same anymore. O ya no te perdono. O no te puedo hablar igual. But it's like, what were you expecting? Like, yeah, you trust your friend, but we're human. And just like vice versa, like if it were to happen to them, like they would want forgiveness as well, you know? And people just forget that there is room for growth. And when we fail, that's how we learn and that's how we grow. So we could come out better than that. But then the only person holding the grudge or the only person que le está pesando es a la persona que no quiere perdonar. So I love how you say that we swap out like the role of God and we put our friends there because it is seen a lot.
We suffer because of it.
Yeah.
And we suffer because of it. Well, talking about God, I like to talk about Jesus. Jesus and his friends. You know, one of the things that I really like that before he was crucified, he said, I'm not dying for strangers. I'm giving my life for my friends. Because I think he is acknowledging that his disciples are now no strangers, but they have become family for him. They are now his disciples. That means, you know, his close learners, his close followers, his family. And within the disciples of Jesus, we have a good example of different layers of different layers and different types of friends, right? Like we have Pedro, el que era medio terco, el que era medio cabeza dura, el que se equivocó, el que se equivocaba, el que le dijo, no quiero a mi suegra, pero ven a sanarla, ¿no? Jesús sanó la suegra de Pedro, sí. Pero al final del día, esa persona que parece imperfecta, por decir en todo el Evangelio de Marcos, es Jesús quien decide decirle, tú eres Pedro y sobre esta piedra edificaré mi iglesia. Pero también tenemos otro discípulo, por ejemplo, el menor, Juan, que es el joven, para todos aquellos que critican a los jóvenes en la iglesia, el joven fue el único que fue fiel a Jesús hasta la cruz, No?
We love
Juan. We love Juan. He was the unconditional lover of Jesus. And we, you know, and he has a role to play. But he also had a friend that was very close to him, that was a close friend, que lo traicionó, Judas, ¿verdad? Y este no se arrepintió. Entonces, si Jesús mismo experimentó la traición del amigo, la incertidumbre de este se va a arrepentir o no con Pedro, o sea, si a Jesús mismo lo traicionaron, ¿qué podemos esperar nosotros, no? Hay que saber que también en nuestra vida va a haber Pedros, va a haber Juanes y va a haber Judas, ¿no? Porque si, imagínate, Judas miró a Jesús sanar y levantarse personas enfermas, revivir muertos, y aún así lo traicionó. ¿Qué podemos esperar nosotros que estamos hablando de mí, gorditos y fellitos, verdad?
I really like that you said that, porque como tú dices, we expect each other to be perfect. Like, you go into a relationship, you go into a friendship, and you expect the best out of this person because pones, como tú dices, la posición, los pones en la posición de Dios. So, God is perfect. Entonces los ponemos ahí como, oh, son perfectos, they will never betray me, they will never lose my trust, none of that. And so, like, después pasa, and you're just like,
bruh.
Like, you just disappointed me. And, yeah. I mean, we kind of have to be ready for disappointment. Because
I think ready for disappointment in anybody and everybody.
Yeah, and todos, because even like ourselves, no sé como todos, just everyone, you have to be ready for that because we're so imperfect. And you have to go with an open mind to like a friendship and a relationship and just be like, ¿sabes qué? You, I acknowledge that you're imperfect, but I still love you. Or the same way, like you go into a relationship and you're like, you know what? I'm going to give you my all. I'm so imperfect and I will fail you. But just know that I would try my best to, like, work things out. Y algunas veces we lack
And that's that. The authenticity that we need.
Yeah,
and
that we have to be true. Oh, we have to be true. Like, mm-hmm. We have to be true to each other.
What I'm hearing is authentic does not mean perfect.
Yep.
Right? Yes. Authentic does not mean perfect. And I think we should walk into relationships willing to forgive. And that's not easy to do. That's not easy to do that. Like that, you don't engage with a friend saying, I'm willing to forgive you cuando la riegues, ¿verdad? We don't, and we should. Because that's, as Christians and as Catholics, that's what we're called to do. 70 veces 7, right? Like, which means infinity. We are called to forgive. Y yo creo con la actitud que entramos en las amistades es la contraria, es cuando la riegues, no te vuelvo a hablar y te voy a bloquear de Facebook, MySpace y todo lo que haga. Ah, no, ya MySpace no existe. Pero es con la actitud que entramos a las amistades, ¿no? La primera vez que miramos un error y eso no es... The cancel culture does not reflect the gospel.
Yes, agreed. Because, I mean, that's all it is. It's just about forgiveness. And I mean, at least for me, like, it happened to me algunas veces... I don't know about you guys, but you have a friend or something and like they hurt your feelings, right? And you're like, no manches. Like you feel like so much frustration and you're like, I want to talk to them, but you don't even know how to confront them because you're going to be like, I'm going to hurt them or how are they going to take it? And I actually did confront this person and I was like, hey, like, no me gusta que haces esto. Like, and I value our friendship so much that I'm not willing to like, just because of one mistake you made or a couple mistakes that you made, I was like, I don't want to let this go. Like, y eso me molestó, and I was like, and I know, I was like, yo te quiero mucho, and I was like, and because of that, like, I'm willing to, like, yo te perdono, yo te perdono.
Tipo, ¿qué pesa más, el error que se puede corregir o la amistad?
Yeah. Y algunas veces we get so caught up with the feelings
and
of,
pride.
Like, of, like, that betrayal or that hurt that we let that completely blind us, and we're like, no, like, I'm going to give up on you. And that's a culture that we have right now. Like, si alguien te hace algo mal, we, like that, we just want to, like, give up on it. And we're just, we don't want to try. We want things to be so easy to us.
But you know what's crazy? Just as we give easily on other people, the danger is we give easily on ourselves. Right? We give easily on our dreams. We give easily on... Nos equivocamos de algo y decimos, ah, ya no voy a estudiar, o nos equivocamos en el trabajo, no sirvo para este trabajo, right? Like, you know, I think in order to learn, you have to fail. And And without failing, you don't learn. So I think we need to embrace failure because it is literally the easiest path to knowledge. But we are so afraid of it. And because we are so afraid of it, we are many times, you know, mediocre, literally, because we are afraid of failure. And we end up living and engaging in mediocre relationships because we're afraid of failure. And I think we need to reconsider, you know, that fear.
Yeah.
I think another key word is also going back to forgiveness, because people say, yo te perdono, pero ya no te voy a hablar. So technically, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. kind of forgave 99%, right? Pero ese no te voy a hablar, that's still something negative and that's weighing on your heart because you're still thinking unconsciously, you're still thinking of whatever they did wrong to you. That's that 1% that's still holding on, that it's not 100% forgiveness. And I think I can kind of relate it to like when we go confess, like Dios no dice like, oh, te perdono y te amo, pero te acuerdas lo que hiciste? So like when we go confess, it's like he forgives us 100% and he does never bring it up again. He loves us unconditionally from that point on. Once we leave el confesionario, he forgets everything that we did. So it's, we have to be like God-like, Jesus-like.
It will be like God saying, I forgive you your sins, but don't ever come back to my church.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
It's not 99, it's like 40%, right? Like,
yeah, I've done
that. It will be like God saying, I forgive you, but don't come back to my church. No. If you know, to be Christian is not easy. Get it together.
Yeah, it's so hard.
Get it in you. It's so not hard. Easy because the Christian way is a hard way. It's to go from being the big one to be the small one because it's a Christian way. So, los dejamos con esa invitación a todos los que nos están escuchando. If you liked or found wisdom and beauty in this podcast, share it with your friends. ¿Verdad, muchachos? Que lo compartan.
Yes, please
follow
please
us on Instagram.
Where should they follow us on Instagram?
Monday?
Where should they follow us on Instagram? What's the Instagram name? Iscali Podcast.
Iscali Podcast. Yes. The one and only.
The one and only. So, síguenos, conéctate, mándanos tus preguntas semanalmente y gracias por estar con nosotros este día. Un abrazo.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
So, see question of the day. So, think back to a past experience and tell me why it didn't work out. Why wasn't it an authentic friendship to you?
I think a past experiences that I can think of is I was sitting in a chair that did not belong to me. They placed me in a chair that only belonged to God in their life. And I also placed them in a chair that only belonged to God. I was not willing to forgive. I was not willing to forget. I was not willing to ask for forgiveness and vice versa. And I think that happens with our friends where we put them in the chair that only belongs to God. Remember, only seated in the chair of the perfect friend, God, porque es el único que te va a fallar, ¿verdad? No sientes en la silla que le pertenece al amigo perfecto a ninguna otra persona, ¿verdad? Así, trata al humano como humano, you know? Al humano está listo para pedirle perdón y para perdonarlo. Y muchas veces terminamos sentando en esta silla a nuestros amigos, sino solamente le pertenece a Dios. Y cuando se quiebra la relación, sentimos que nuestra vida no tiene sentido, que no vamos a poder volver a tener amigos. ¿Por qué? Porque lo sentamos en la silla que solamente le pertenece a Dios. No hagas esto en tu vida.